Okay, we are on Mem Dalet, Mem Gimel, no, Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. Four lines at the bottom, last word on the line, Noicha Umancho. It says, a one-day-old can inherit and bequeath. Prakti Gemara, Noicha Miman. Who is he inheriting from? Me'adav, from his dad. Menoicha Umancho Leman. And if he dies at one-day-old, who's going to inherit him? Who is he going to bequeath it to? Le'achav, to his brothers. Me'adav, his paternal brothers. Because as I mentioned yesterday, Yerusha only goes to paternal family. So what do they need him? Let's say he's not here. Let's say there were four brothers. One died at 1 day old. So there's three brothers. So they'll inherit one third apiece, right? And if he's there and he inherits a quarter and then he dies, they inherit him. It's the same thing. They get the same money. They get it either from the father or get it from him. So what does that mean? He inherits and then bequeaths. It makes zero difference. Because he's 1 day old, he has no children. So when he dies, his brothers get it. His brothers got it from the father, too. There's nothing to gain. There's no difference in halacha whether he inherits it or whether he doesn't inherit it. They're going to get the same people are getting the money. The paternal brothers are inheriting their father. Or they're inheriting him, who had just inherited his father. It makes no difference. And for the Gemara, Amar of Seishas, Naichol b'nichseyo aim, v'hanchol achim minav. What happened was, he was 1 day old, he was born, he was 1 day old, his mother died. He inherits his mom, because a son does inherit his mom, right? He is the only... Can you hear me still? I'm sorry, I have to do something to my phone.
Yes.
Okay. So he's the only inheritor. He inherits his mom, and then he dies at 1 day old. He dies an hour after his mom died. So now he bequeaths it to his paternal family. His mother's brother is screaming that she wants to inherit him. He wants to inherit him. Her. I'm sorry. He wants to inherit her. But it doesn't go that way. It goes to the son. And when he dies, it doesn't go to his mother's brother. It goes to his paternal brother. And therefore, he is neichel from his mom, and he's manchel to his paternal family. So he was the only son of this mom. He had paternal brothers that his father had from a different woman. So when his mother died, he inherited her. When he dies, it goes to his closest paternal relative. And therefore, it goes to his paternal brothers. So he's a neichel umanchel. Only if he's born before his mother died. Uber, let's say his mother died and he is a fetus. So can he inherit as a fetus? Like, my time, the whom mays bereisha, even though he's a living fetus, he dies before his mom when there's a natural death. The way the body operates is I think the doctor once told me it's called modeling. That the person contracts his living, the outer extremities die first, and therefore the baby dies before the mother dies. A son cannot inherit his mother if he predeceased her. A son who predeceases his mother cannot inherit his mother. So therefore, it goes to her family, not to him. So again, if he's 1 day old, when his mother dies, he inherits her. He dies, his paternal relatives get it. If he's a fetus when his mother dies, so the chatzila, let's say he would have full-term fetus. He's a few minutes before childbirth. But the bottom line is he dies before his mother dies. And therefore, since he dies before his mother dies, he cannot inherit her because a son does not inherit a mother once he's deceased. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, the Rashi is further up, about 15 lines up. Le'echav min'av, da'en Yerusha le'kwe'v'av. Because inheritance is a paternal thing. It goes to the relatives, the paternal relatives. Iboy me'vu le'er. Afila chashivna le'kamandalesa. Even if you consider him as if he's not there, Yassi, they'll inherit anyway. But you, Maya, honey, what difference does he make? Like, but his father dies, either inherits or he doesn't inherit, his brothers are getting it anyway. If his mom died on the day he was born, he inherits her. And when he dies, his paternal brothers come, and they inherit his mom's nechasim. They have no shaychus to the mom. The mom is not their mom. And therefore, really, they shouldn't inherit her. But they're not related to her. But they're related to the brother who inherited her. They're his paternal relatives. And therefore, they inherited. The ben reichelus imay. Avoaim eina necheles b'na. A mother would not inherit her son. The koskin kreveyayim. Mother's brother doesn't inherit a son. The Yerusha goes to paternal relatives. A son does inherit his mother. Shein Eichlin Eisai. Kreve Eim do not inherit. The Sivim Mishpachaisim Lebeis HaBaisim. Mishpachas Eim Ein Nekruya Mishpacha. The Mishpacha of the mother is not called a family. Ab Uber Sivim Me'ah. By the way, only for Yerusha purposes. Or for Yibum purposes. Ab Uber for Erva purposes. Maternal brother, maternal relatives of the same halacha as paternal relatives. Avil uber shebimeah, except for one, I'm going to get involved in detail, there is a little difference. Avil uber shebimeah, the fetus in her womb, in mesa muberes, she dies when she's pregnant, eina neichel, the fetus does not inherit her, lahanchu is kreiv of minav, to bequeath his relatives, his paternal relatives. Because a son does not inherit his mother b'kever, so trashi, she mesu kreidem lo, he dies before her. Now, that is only true, the Rishayim speak out, if it is a natural death. However, if it's a violent death, somebody stabs the mother or does something else to the mother, then it's very possible that the baby outlives the mother. So therefore, we have stories, one of the funniest should never happen, that women get killed by a terrorist or something like that, and they can save the baby. But in a natural death, the Gemara is telling us that the baby needed Jesus the mom. There was a story. And the mother died, and the baby still moved. I'm sorry?
Does the halakha change if it's a violent death?
Does the halakha change if it's a violent death? Meaning if the son outlived the mother in a violent death, would the halakha change? If he's born. Yes, he would, yes. Yes, it would change. Correct. Frank the Gemara Eini. There was a story, and the baby, how does he translate the word perchus? Moved?
Thrashed
three times. That means he outlived his mom. It's like the tail of a lizard, meaning the mefachesis. Thrashing is not a sign of life. It could be happening. I mean, obviously, whatever thrashes was once alive, but might not be alive anymore, and there's a nervous system reaction that makes it thrash, even posthumously, for a short time. If you ever watch Seat of a Chicken, the chicken can shake around and be mefarches for a minute afterwards. Rashi bekever kimesu kaidem law. He dies before her. Pirchas ubershim me'imay acha misasa klasa bechutzi. Almehi mesa bereisa. She died first. So that's the first tarot to the Gemara. If Baruch Meisha is on, I don't know if you are. I wrote three. The answer is change that to two. It was my mistake. Anyway, back to the Gemara. Now, the Gemara is now going to get a different answer in Neichu Manchu. And the Neichu Manchu difference is as follows. Let's say Yaakov, I'm picking the Av, Yaakov had four sons. Rashi hasn't had four sons. And the youngest son was one day old when Yaakov died. So now Reuven is the Bechor, he gets Pishnayim. What you do is, you have four sons, you split it into five. The Reuven gets two shares, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda get one share, right? So now, here comes, he has three sons. Rashi has three sons, my mistake. He has Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Levi is one day old. So when Yaakov dies, Reuven gets a half, and Levi and Shimon and Levi split the other half. Now, what happens if Levi is a fetus when his father dies. So then, halacha is, even though he inherits as soon as he's born, but he will not make a difference in Reuven's Bechaira. Meaning, we would have to do a little bit of an accounting. We would say, make believe it's two sons, give Reuven two-thirds, one-third as Chelek Bechaira, again. Make believe it's two sons. And when you have two sons, you split it into three, right? Reuven is supposed to get one as a regular Yerusha and one as Chelek Bechaira. So for his regular Yerusha, he doesn't get it. But his Chelek Bechaira, he gets a third. Then the rest two-thirds are split into three, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Meaning the child born after his father died inherits his child, father, but he does not diminish the Chelek Bechaira. We learned it out of Xeris HaKasuf, that as far as the Chelek Bechaira is considered, we do the accounting as if he's not there. So let's say Yaakov left over, $10,000. So what has, if there would only be two sons, Reuven would be entitled to two-thirds, and Shimon would get one-third. But since Levi is born after his father died, so Levi inherits, we say as follows, make believe Levi wasn't here, and give Reuven his chelek b'chayra, which is a third of the $10,000. Then take the other two-thirds of the $10,000 and say, well, now Yaakov did have three sons, vis-a-vis the regular chelek, not the chelek b'chayra, and therefore each one gets a third of that. So he doesn't diminish Reuven's chelek b'chayra. He does diminish his regular Yerusha. So I'm my brother of Yaita Mishmei the Rav Omer, the Mamayit, the Amar Mar, the Raider of Yosef Mishmei the Rabba, that Ben Shinoilet Acha Misa Sa'av, Ein the Mamayit Bechelik Bechaira. A son born after his father dies does not diminish the Chelik Bechaira. My time of the Yolduloi Binan. The Pasuk of Bechaira says, the Yolduloi. They have to be born, right? So if they have to be born, that means if he's not born yet, he doesn't diminish the Chelek Bechaira. Now Rashi will do the accounting for us. Dr. Rashi, Leimer Shememayet, Masnisen Diktani Neichel Umanchu, Leimer to tell me Shememayet Bechelek Bechaira. Kigan, Imhaya Banyayim Echad Kishemeis Aviv. He was one day old when his father died. Behayim Le'ach Bechar, Be'ach Pashat. And he had one brother that was a Bechar, and one brother was a regular. Pashat means not a Bechar, regular. Who made Su'achar Aviv. And he died after his father died. He inherits a fourth. Right? If he were alive, right? So he inherits a regular, like a regular kid. And if he dies, his brother split it evenly. A Bechor does not get Pishnayim in his brother's money. He only gets Pishnayim in his father's money. So if Yaakov died and he has three children, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. And then Levi dies. So in Yaakov's nechassim, Reuven got two shares. But in Levi's part, which Levi inherited, he only gets half him and Shimon share it. So now, Benimtza comes out. So the Cholkin HaBachar V'Apashas Chalkush is at B'Shava. Benimtza Memayit B'Chelik HaBachar. He's diminishing the Chelik B'Char. The Elaviyu, had he not been born in Levi, have a Shalku B'Char trait you'll see. He would have taken two-thirds. If his father left over six gold coins, he would have gotten four. And the Pashat would have taken two. But now that there's three brothers, right? So he gets, right, his three brothers, and they have to split into four parts because the Bechor gets Pishnayim. So he gets three because one and a half is each chalik. And the chelik of Levi is three quarters. Now, and then Levi died. That means, now in the hand of the Bechor, there's four Zehuvim minus a third. That means Levi, when he's one day old, diminishes his brother's chelik Bechaira. Had he not been born, his brother would have inherited four. Because he was born and he's one day old, his brother only gets three and three quarters because Levi took a share, and then Levi died. They split Levi's evenly. Right? V'davka b'yamecha. Av uber ena mamayet. But if Levi were a fetus, then Reuven would walk away with two as his chelik b'chayra, as if Levi didn't exist. Right? V'ena mamayet b'chelik b'chayra. V'naitla b'chor shlish b'charasai. V'bein shlashtam yachlik v'bein shlisham. So again, if Yaakov dies and Levi's a fetus, Reuven gets two as chelik b'chayra. He gets two as chelik b'chayra. Right, he gets two as chelik b'chayra. Then the other four are split three ways, because in the chelik pashut we split it three ways. If Levi was born before Yaakov died, then Reuven's chelik b'chayra is diminished, because since Levi is alive, this has to be looked at it as three brothers, not as four brothers. Now, even though Levi ended up dying an hour later, doesn't make a difference. So Reuven's chelik b'chayra got diminished by a little bit by the fact that Levi was alive when his father died. I hope I explained myself well enough. I'm going to try one more time to get it clear. Father died, left six golden coins. If Levi were born already, we say there's three brothers, we split it into four. Four into six is 1.5. Each chelik is 1.5. Reuven's entitled to two, and Shimon and Levi get one. Levi dies. He had 1.5. Each brother gets 3/4. Reuven walks away with 3 3/4, and Shimon walks away with his 1.5 that he got, plus 3/4, which is 2.25. Now, if Levi were a fetus, then we would have said, split it for chelik b'chayra, make believe there's only two brothers, and therefore Reuven would get two as his chelik b'chayra, because had there not been Levi at all, he would have gotten 4 out of 6, but now he gets 2 for chelik b'chayra, and the other four, then there are 3 brothers, that is split 3 ways, which is 1 1/3 apiece. So therefore, Reuven would get
4 3 1/3,
and Shimon would get 1 1/3, and Levi would get 1 1/3. If Levi dies, that 1 1/3 would be split up. That's the difference between if he's an Uber or if he's not an Uber. Dr. Gemara Geit. That was the version of Marbred of Yosef Mishmei the Rava in the city of Sura. The Pumbedisa Masnehachi. In Pumbedisa, they had a different version of what Rabbi Yosef Mishmei the Rava, Marbred of Yosef Mishmei the Rava said. They said, he said, a woman is pregnant with twins. The father dies while they're in utero. The two brothers come out. The first one's the Bechor. He does not get Pishnayim. He is the oldest. There's two brothers born after the father passed away. Yaakov died. He left his wife pregnant. Reuben and Shimon are born. Reuben is the Bechor. He does not get Pishnayim. By Kaima, Yakir being none. Pasuk says, Yes, Achor ben Asnua Yakir. That means he is able to. He has to have known him. He has to have the ability to have known him. He doesn't have to physically ever see him, but he has the ability to have to ever seen him. Well, that guy that he didn't have it. The Hilchos of Kechol Hani listened to my brain of Yosef Mishmei the Rava. The Halach is like both of them. But the bottom line is that our Mishnah, Neichol Malchol, only makes a difference vis-a-vis the Chelik B'chayra. If Levi's alive when his father dies, or Levi's not alive. The other halacha is true, that if the Tumim, the twins, are born after Yaakov died, there is no Bechaira. Rashi, my time, Aminon, Ben Yoy Mechad, the Ava Uberloi. Why do we say that an Uber does not diminish the Chelik Bechaira? Because the Loi Be'inon, Mashma Bechayav. It has to be during his lifetime. I'm sorry?
There are three answers on the test. This is the third answer.
It's not a third answer, which has nothing to do with Neichol Manchol.
No?
It's a third, no. That's a design mistake when I wrote the test.
There's two versions.
This is common of the statement that he said. I don't think it makes a difference in Neichol Manchol.
Oh, you mean it's just a variant of this one. Okay.
Make it two. Unless you wrote up the test already. To send the Haggah.
I did not.
I'm sorry?
I thought this was just a variation of the second answer.
It's not. It doesn't answer Neichel Manchel.
Okay.
It doesn't say that in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is making a difference between a one-day-old and an Uber vis-a-vis bequeathing and inheriting.
Okay, this is twins. Okay, got it.
Rashi. Because the Neichel Manchel Mishnah is the Gemes of it, the Isha Muberif to Umim. And the woman is pregnant with twins. Ein Hayaytzi Risa Neichel Pishnayim. Period. Now Rashi says, "V'lav tumim la'miskakas la." Without twins, you can't have it. Like even the bechor l'neil had mice aviv, since the oldest one is born after his father died. Parshat mechem bo. Where does the second one come from? Inam, however, there is another answer. Sheniach beis nashim ubaris. Yaakov had two wives. They're both pregnant. One is born first. He's the bechor, but it doesn't make a difference, because he wasn't alive when his father was born. So there's two possibilities. It could be twins of one woman, or it could be two different women are both pregnant when the father died, and one is born first, he's the Bechor, but he doesn't get Pishnayim.
Why did he get Pishnayim?
Because the Torah says Yakir. Yes, a Bechor ben Asnua Yakir, which means the father has to have the ability to have known him. And if the father dies before he's born, it was impossible for the father to have known him. And the Torah insists that the father have to have the ability to have known him.
Does this answer, the second answer of Mar Breid Rav Yosef, answer Manchil also? Was that what a Manchil? Because I know how I understand. He inherits.
Manchel to his brother. No, he's manchel to his brothers, the chelik pasit, and therefore the bechor lost out. He's neichel, and therefore, and when he's manchel, his brother, the bechor doesn't make it up. He loses.
If he dies, what if his brother dies?
If Levi dies, Reuben and Shimon will inherit him, and Reuben won't make up his chelik bechor had Levi not been around.
Okay, so he's
divided. Again.
Okay.
What?
When he's born, they divide it into four portions, right? For three brothers. So what happens
right
then?
1 minute. So that's if he's born. So then Levi died. Right? So Reuben and Shimon split it evenly.
Evenly. Okay. We don't recalculate. Okay, got it.
Okay. But if it's an Uber, we calculate the Chelik Bechaira as if Levi doesn't exist.
Right.
The Chelik Pashut, we do count Levi in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You understand what I'm trying to say?
Okay. So, but if he's born afterwards and dies afterwards. Does it go as though he's never here at all? And then the
only legame chelik bechor, not legame chelik pashut.
Got it. Understood.
Zatik ma'ayta b'har gichayev. You kill a one-day-old gichayev, the sivi iski yakin kol nefesh. Any living human become welcome. Then the Mishnah said, the last line was, arhula aviv le'imay l'chol krevav k'chas n'shalim. He is his father and mother and to all his relatives, like a chasen shalim, like a complete, I don't know how he translates chasen, I guess, bridegroom. Come on, the loikrim, I'm sorry, the mayo chasen, amra papalinyan avelus. Nachman al-Litzman, if he dies, his family has to sit shiva for him and has to keep avelus for him, even though he did not survive 30 days. He lived one day and died. The Mishnah is saying, family has to keep Shiva. Come on. The like of Shimon Gamliel. That does not go like of Shimon Gamliel. The Amar Kol Shashah of Shleshim Gleimba, the Maid and Nephil. That only one who survived 30 days is considered a viable baby. Haloisha Suffolk Havi. If not, it would be a Suffolk. And therefore, since it would be a Suffolk, right, would not be the Chiyav of Avelis. It would not make the parents to Avelis. Right. That's 100%. And therefore, our Mishnah that says you do is a raya, not like Reb Shimon Gamliel. And for the Gemara, no raya that the Mishnah is not like Reb Shimon Gamliel. Halacha b'maya skinan the kimle shekavu lechadoshav. Now, Reb Shimon Gamliel needs 30 days because if not, he says it wasn't a full term pregnancy. Meaning, if it was a full term pregnancy, we consider the child viable even though he dies within 30 days, even according to Reb Shimon Gamliel. But Reb Shimon Gamliel is saying a child that doesn't survive 30 days has a good chance that it was not a full-term pregnancy. Now, in those days, an eight-month pregnancy didn't make it, right? Died very early in his life. So a baby that died, there's a good suffering that it was an eight-month pregnancy. So therefore, there was no reason to assume that it was a full-term pregnancy. It's a suffering, and therefore there was no availus. However, if we know for sure that this was a full-term pregnancy, the father lived with his mother and then left town for 10 months, so we know that this is a full-term pregnancy, had to have been a 9-month pregnancy. Therefore, there, Reb Shimon Gamliel would agree that there is a velus. That's what this Gemara is saying. Dr. Rashi, come on, the like of Reb Shimon Gamliel, Hakula Mas Nisan Koi, even for killing him, for killing a one-day-old, Jechayev, according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, we don't know. The baby never survived 30 days yet. Maybe he's not viable. Right? So, but our Mishnah is not like him. We're counting a one-day-old baby, a viable baby. But Adam, the Ilu Bebhema, Shmoyne Yomim Lahavin Efo. An animal is 8 days. What happens to a human in 30 days happens to an animal in 8 days. Zok de Mishnah Vayter. As we proceed in the ages of boys and girls, right? The first Mishnah talked about a one-day-old. Now we're moving to the next stage in the development of this one happens to be a girl. Now, let me explain. A Ketana cannot become a Kodeshes on her own. She has no das. She can't accept Kedushin. However, her father can marry her off when she's 1 day old. Her father can accept Kedushin as soon as she's born. So she is a married woman. Right. Now, what happens if the father wants to marry her off using Kedushe Bia? The Mishnah in Kedushin says that there are 3 ways to make a Kedushin. Kesef, which what we do, we give a ring. Star, a guy writes Tariat Mukadeshusli, and he has 8 signs on it. And Bia, he can live with her L'shem Kedushin. Now, if his father says to his future son-in-law, or to his son-in-law, be Mekadesh, my 2-year-old daughter, with Bia. I'm accepting Kedushin. I am giving it over to you. He has the right to give her over L'shem Bia, and that is a Kedushin. Meaning if she was 6 years old, and he said to his future son-in-law or son-in-law, here, I want to marry my daughter to you. Are you willing to marry her? And he says, yes, I want to be Mekadesh her. He says, be Mekadesh her with Bia. So he sends his 6-year-old daughter into the room with this adult. He does Bia to her, and there's 8 outside. It's the same Kedushin. That is Kedushin Bia. Now, that can only happen when a girl is 3. Before 3, it is not called a Bia. It's not called a Bia. It doesn't have the halachic status of a Bia. So, Bas Shalosh Shana B'Yemechad, Miskadesh is B'Bia. Now, all consequences of being a married woman now kick in. If she is Mukadeshus, let's say it happened to Bia, so then all consequences kick in. Now the Mishnah is going to list a whole bunch of consequences. In Bala Yabam Kana, let's say her husband's brother died. I'm sorry, her husband died. She's a lady, a girl of 3.5 years old. She got married at 3, Bia. Her husband died. Her husband's brother can do Yibum. He's supposed to wait, according to one Mandiyama. According to the other Mandiyama, he doesn't even have to wait. And he can do Bia, and he's kind of with Yibum, because it's the same Bia. Bia is kind of a Yibum. Bia is kind of by a, this is Yibum. And therefore, since he is eligible for Bia, he can be kind of with Yibum. Rashi, Bas Gimu Shalem Bia to be a L'chol Dover, for all consequences. Miss Kadeshes, Im Masra Bia L'kach. Now, she can't give herself up for Kedushin, but she's a Ketana, but her father can give her over. In Baal Rebbe Yonkana, Now, what does Yibum accomplish? Many things. It's his wife. He also acquires all the nechassim of his brother. He inherits his brother. Liyarsa, he also inherits the little girl. She has independent wealth, like somebody gave her a present, or her mother died, or Ulatama. Where am I? Ulatama law. And if he's a Kayan, he can be Matamata when she dies. So she's a 3-year-old girl that ended up dying. The Yagam was her husband. He was kind to her. He's a Kayan. A Kayan is Matamata to his wife. So he can be Matamata to her. The Chayyavan of Lamish and Mesesis. She's a regular HSS. If somebody lives with her, he would be an HSS. He would get punished. He would get HSS's Chenek. He would get the punishment of Chenek. Rashi, the Chayyavan Aleha, in Kibbaba via Kedushin, her father took Kedushin, Mizah, Upa Akar Aleha, and then somebody lived with her, Narak, the Bia Sabia. Her Bia is considered a Bia. Well, Matamez by Allah, the Tame Mishk of Takhtan Kalyan, we've had this before, she becomes a Nida. Somebody lives with her. She's 3 years old. She became a Nida. Anybody that lives with her, husband or otherwise, is living with Anita. And one lives with Anita, he takes her tumah for 7 days, and he is matami what's under him, like she is matami what's on top of her. Remember, under her becomes an avatumah. On top of her, 10 blankets become a rishon l'tumah. His mattresses become a rishon like her blankets. A matama is bayala. She's Matama, the one who lives with her, the Tami Mishk of Tachtain, his Tachtain, what he lays on, is Ke'elyoin, like what's above her. Rashi, Matama is Bayala, if he Nida, if she's a Nida. Abu Pakas Mikan, she's a Nida too. Abba Misha Matama Bamaga, she is a Nida, if somebody touched her, he would be Tamei. Ein Matama is Bayala, Misha Bayal Nida, Latuma Zion. The one that lived with her would not be Tamei for 7 days. He didn't live with her. Not called living with her. El Mishum Negeya, it's called touching her. Well, the Tumas Erev, he's tummy for 1 day. Somebody touches Anita, he's tummy for 1 day. Somebody lives with Anita, he's tummy for 7 days. If she's two and she's Anita, he didn't live with her.
Is she Matama Tachton? A 2-year-old?
Yeah, 100%. She's 100% Anita. From 1 day old. This is Likayan. What happened if the husband who married her at 3? Is a Kayan, Taiho Betruma. She's allowed to eat Truma. She's an Asius Kayan. She's not married. She's a 3-year-old that had a relationship with a guy. Somebody who's not allowed to marry. The halacha is any woman who has a relationship with a person she's not allowed to marry for Lavin or Krisis becomes a Zaina. Now, we've talked about this. Zaina is not a reflection of morals. This poor 4-year-old girl can't be faulted for an act that she has really no control over. But doesn't make a difference. Zaina is a reality. Any woman that had a relationship, willingly or by force, with a man who she's not allowed to marry because she's an erva, or an amoini, or a guy, or an eved, becomes pasul lakuna, cannot marry a guy. Rashi. Nassan is one of the 7 nations. Let's say her brother lives with her. Is mumsim aleha? They die. They get killed. The Tura, she's a Ktana. She obviously is not eligible for punishment. Pakas mikan. Less than 3, K'naisen as Babayan. It's like sticking a finger in an eye. Has 0, it's not a relationship. It's a touching your eye. You put your finger into your eye, that's not a bia, it's a touch. Any less than 3, it's not a bia, it is a touch. Rashi, Vip Tura, because Arayas, gonna be her father, a Chamea, or her father-in-law. I don't know if Rashi picks those, it could be any Arayas, it could be a brother. Heap Tura, Major Heap Tana, the Lab Bas Einchen. She's a Tana, and she's not a Bas Einchen, and therefore she doesn't get punished. We will stop here. wish everybody a wonderful day. I assume that everybody's having an early today. We wish everybody a wonderful day and an easy tightness. And Mr. Shem, I should be back in person tomorrow morning.